In the headlines, security guards in Barbados react to a planned 2% increase in their salaries set for January 2026. The BHDA reports continued growth in Barbados' tourism arrivals. A third woman this week charged with cannabis importation and trafficking offenses. And two new CARICOM youth ambassadors for Barbados are named. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The Ministry of Labor, Social Security and the Third Sector has announced plans to increase both the national and sectoral minimum wage for security guards by 2%, effective January 21st, 2026. Across Barbados, security guards, most of them non-nationals, expressed strong reactions to the announcement when they spoke with Starcom Network News.
My reaction is that I'm very glad to hear that. It's about time we get a raise. I wish it were more, but we got to do what we get. Any little bit is better than none.
Should get more money because we work hard. Standing on your feet for 12 hours is a lot. I think it should be more. $20 per hour. Standing for 12 hours and 10 and 11 hours is a lot.
Well, that would be a very, very good thing. Like, oh, everything is so high, so costly right now. Very, very nice. It could be bigger, but for now, that would be okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. But as I said, should be more money.
I am as calm as humble as BSA. We are just grateful, you know. Finally, a little minimum increase can be. It's always grateful, you know.
The voices of security guards across Barbados. Barbados' tourism sector continues to record a strong performance, with Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, reporting a 5.4% increase in visitor arrivals for the period of January to October this year. He noted that the United States remains the main driver of this growth. Mr. Griffith made the announcement during the BHGA's fourth quarter annual meeting held at Sandals Royal this morning.
Between January and October 2025, Barbados welcomed approximately 582,710 stay-over visitors, compared with 553,229 over the same period in 2024, an increase of 5.4%. This performance underscores steady confidence in our destination and continued demand across our major markets. The United States has firmly established itself as our largest source market and the primary driver of this growth, accounting for roughly 70% of the increase in visitor arrivals.
While cruise calls declined over the period, Mr. Griffith pointed to a significant increase as well in passenger arrivals within the cruise sector.
Delta Airlines has played a pivotal role in this expansion. Following their launch into Barbados from Atlanta in November 2024, the route has now settled into daily, year-round service. Delta has complemented this with a weekly winter flight from New York JFK and notably expanded capacity into Barbados in summer 2025. And this has contributed substantially to the rising share of U.S. visitors. American Airlines has also reinforced its commitment to Barbados with a strengthened schedule, including daily JFK services November last year, alongside their long-established Miami connections. Together, these U.S. carriers have bolstered our largest and fastest-growing market.
That's Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. The Barbados Police Service's Narcotics Unit has arrested and formally charged 32-year-old Shanice Alicia Atkinson of Charnock's Land, Charnock's Christchurch, in connection with several cannabis-related offences. Police say the charges stem from an incident on December 8th this year. Atkinson has been charged with possession of cannabis, trafficking of cannabis, intent to supply cannabis, and importation of cannabis. The total estimated weight of the suspected cannabis involved was 2.5 kilograms, with an estimated street value of $40,000. Atkinson is scheduled to appear in the District B Magistrates Court this afternoon. Janae Roberts and Christopher Brathwaite were introduced this morning as Barbados' CARICOM Youth Ambassadors for the 2025 to 2027 term by the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment. Delivering her first address in the new role, Janae Roberts pledged to champion the needs of young people, stressing that the issues confronting Barbados' youth must take priority.
As CARICOM Youth Ambassador, I'm fully aware that the youth's Problems are our priority. That is our duty. It doesn't even suffice to say that I am excited to work with the ministry, my male counterpart Christopher Brathwaite, and our alternates Kaylin Aleen and Jennifer Burrows. The ministry has put together a dynamic team, and I am confident that our strengths put together will be to the benefit of the youth, Barbados, CARICOM, and the world by extension.
Female CARICOM Youth Ambassador Janae Herbert. Meanwhile, Christopher Brathwaite says he looks forward to ensuring their representation crafts are bright for the future.
Young people must be included in the decisions which affect their lives, and this program is a consequential step towards such a reality. I want to thank the hardworking young men and women who I am now charged to serve. Know that I see myself in all of you. And as I myself navigate this time in office, know that I hope that you all come to see a bit of yourselves in me. Know that I believe that we can secure a brighter future for all of us through targeted and strategic advocacy. And as you count on me, know that I am counting on you, on your support, your feedback, your criticism, and your unwavering resolve to help drive toward the change that we have all long envisioned.
That's Male CARICOM Youth Ambassador Christopher Brathwaite in the Lunchtime Edition. Young people in Barbados are being encouraged to research international affairs and form their own informed opinions rather than relying on preconceived narratives. President of the Young Democrats, Janine Butcher, told Starcom Network News on the sidelines of the People's Assembly for Peace in the Caribbean and Latin America in Caracas that media coverage may at times embellish developments in certain territories.
To tell the truth, when I was hearing the news, I was a bit afraid. But then, you know, coming here, it is like there's nothing here that you're seeing like is a place of war. People are peaceful. They're living their lives daily. I would say it's always good to experience something for yourself, whether it's Venezuela, whether it's something personal, your life that you want to explore. Do it for yourself to find out the correct information. You know, the things that we've been seeing in the news about Venezuela have been very negative. And then I received some other information from Venezuela itself, from one of the organizers, and it was conflicting with the stories that we were seeing in the other media. So I wanted to come for myself to see what the people here were going through, to understand them. And I think only when you come to a place is when you get a better understanding of what is happening.
President of the Young Democrats, Janine Butcher, speaking from Caracas this morning, still in Caracas. A daughter of Marina Conchina Machado, winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize, has said her mother is determined to live in a free Venezuela and will never give up as she accepted her mother's award in Oslo. Just before the ceremony, the Venezuelan opposition leader, who has been in hiding, sent a voice message saying she was safe and on her way to the Norwegian capital, but would not make it to the ceremony in the city's hall in time. Our top stories. Security guards in Barbados react to a planned 2% increase in their salaries set for January 2026. The BHTA reports continued growth in Barbados' tourism arrivals. Another woman this week charged with cannabis importation and trafficking offences. And two new CARICOM Youth Ambassadors for Barbados are named. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.